Speaker 1.
The job is becoming more and more demanding. I was up marking essays until the early hours last night, and I'll be burning the midnight oil again tonight. People don't realise how much energy and involvement teaching a class of young students requires, and the extra demands of the job, like lesson preparation and marking, tend to be overlooked by parents. The fact is that the job has become all-consuming. There just aren't enough hours in the day. I'm all for pupils getting a truly all-round education. Language skills and maths are essential, as is a good knowledge of history and geography. While there's plenty of exposure to the arts, I don't think there is as much focus on practical subjects as there was when I was young. Woodwork and metalwork were useful back then, and nowadays electronics and computer technology are musts.
Speaker 2.
For me, it's all about helping young people become well-balanced individuals. Whether students are academically gifted or not, teachers should provide them with encouragement and open their eyes to new possibilities. There is nothing more satisfying than guiding young people and watching their minds and personalities develop. But we shouldn't allow their childhood to be overwhelmed by academic pressures and continual exams. Though the powers that be obviously think otherwise, they seem to have an insatiable appetite for test results. A little girl in my class was crying her eyes out yesterday because she couldn't answer a couple of questions in a test, and she thought it would have dire consequences on her future.
Speaker 3.
Young people today have a lot more freedom, and they certainly have access to a lot more information. However, that doesn't mean that they know it all. I often sense that they just don't appreciate what teachers and the school as a whole are trying to do for them, and how much effort we put into their education. We are trying to prepare students for the harsh reality of life after school, so they need to learn to value diligence and realize that hard work will always be required of them. A bit of work experience or careers advice isn't enough. Setting more demanding annual exams would show whether or not pupils meet the required academic level. That's the only way to enhance the quality of learning.
Speaker 4.
Each generation seems to come up with new ideas, which can make teaching interesting, albeit demanding. Young people nowadays all seem to be obsessed with technology. Mobiles and computers I can handle. It's just that some sort of online youth culture seems to have sprung up, and I can't make head nor tail of it. I'm a bit long in the tooth to get involved in the latest trends or to use technology so adeptly. I've never been a strict disciplinarian, but I do feel we should clamp down on the use of mobiles in schools and introduce regulations regarding the role of computers. Apparently, there are websites where you can simply download essays. As far as I'm concerned, firm decisions on these issues need to be made at a higher level.
Speaker 5.
I was a bit naive at first, but confident that my enthusiasm for teaching would shine through and inspire my students to new heights. However, reality soon hit home as my class was particularly demanding. It wasn't that they did any one thing that you could send them to the headmaster for. They were just restless and hyperactive. I realized that the outdated theories and principles of discipline I'd picked up at teacher training college weren't going to get me anywhere. It was a matter of reaching out to the students and engaging their interest. I arranged a class vote on where to go on the school trip, and that seemed to make them feel that their voices were being heard. Things are certainly looking up now.